Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
I begin the program with my jaw dropping because I just looked over again some of these statistics concerning release time or released time here in the state of Ohio, and it is mind-blowing, jaw-dropping, and I'll explain why my jaw is dropping in just a moment. But first, allow me to introduce my guest. Jenny Miller serves school ministries as state director for School Ministries Ohio. For a long time, she's been involved in the released time movement nationally and here in the state of Ohio. In 2014, she led the effort resulting in passage of Ohio Revised Code 3313.6022, which is the nation's second statute conferring academic credit for released time instruction. And Jenny, I want to, again, welcome. Thank you for coming.
Thanks, Bob.
But for our listeners who are going, what in the world is release time? Regular listeners have heard you before, so they're somewhat familiar. But to someone who has never, ever, ever heard of released time, explain what it is.
Release time, religious instruction, is the means, the only legal means by which public school kids can leave the public school during the school day and study the Bible devotionally, not just academically, mm-hmm. but devotionally. And that means that they are not only learning about religion or about a certain faith, but are learning, when they do go to Bible education, they are learning that what the Bible says, and that it's true, and that it's true for their lives, and that God loves them. Now let's pray.
I would imagine that the overwhelming majority of even my audience, and I think they're more informed than most, if you were to ask them, is it possible for students in a public school to come to your church during the school day and study the Bible, not just academically, but devotionally, I think most people go, oh, no, 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 no. Supreme Court probably threw that out years ago. But, Jenny, what you are saying is this is absolutely legal by statute across America and especially here in the state of Ohio.
Yes. Release time has been around, Bob, since 1914, and the Supreme Court blessed it in 1952 in a case called Zorach v. Clausen, and they said that you can do this as long as you follow certain rules. Mm-hmm. And the rules are you have to be off-site. Mm-hmm. That is, the public school kids can't be on the school ground. They have to be released. That's where it gets its name.
Release time, yeah. Yep.
And it's got to be free to the taxpayers. That is, the schools can't put any money into this. There's no taxpayer mm-hmm. dollars. This is all funded privately through the churches, through individuals, through organizations in the communities. And third, no one can be compelled to go. Ohio's law is permissive in nature. That means the students can go or not go as they feel led, and they can only go if they have written parental permission.
All right. Well, I've told you this story before. It was either third or fourth grade. That was a long, long time ago, Jenny. I was involved in release time in my public school in Southern California.
Amen.
I didn't know it was called release time, but during the school day, we went to a church close to the school, and we had Bible class during school. And I've also told you the story that just a few years ago, I called one of our legislators here in Ohio and asked, is release time legal in the state of Ohio? And I was told by an Ohio legislator, no, 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 no. I think it is in Michigan, but it's not here in Ohio. But it is. It is legal. Correct?
Absolutely. It is constitutional. And there are states all over the country that have different laws. Some have laws, some don't have laws, but it's constitutional. And our law permits academic credit for high school Bible classes.
See, that just blows my mind. In the state of Ohio, it is possible and legal and permissible for high school students in public school to get high school credit for studying the Bible.
Absolutely, Bob. And what's so cool about it is you may already know this, but last week apparently was a special time when Congress celebrated our biblical foundations mm-hmm. in this nation. Mm-hmm. And one of the congressmen, a fellow by the name of Doug Lamborn, stood up on the floor of Congress and said, "This is an opportunity to celebrate the tremendous influence of the Bible on the freedoms we enjoy today in America. We are truly blessed to live in a nation where we are free to worship and read the Holy Scriptures without fear of persecution. There are many places in the world where the freedoms like this do not exist. Americans have the right under our wonderful system of government to respect and study the Bible or any other system of belief they so choose, or even none at all. That is the beauty of the American way, and I believe it goes all the way back to the Bible." And Bobby's right.
Yeah.
This
yeah.
is an amazing freedom, and we have the ability to celebrate it as never before.
Okay. Here's what caused me to drop my jaw just before we went on the air. I want you to listen carefully to this, folks. Now, Jenny, let me set this up. A school district needs to have a policy in place in order to take advantage of release time, correct?
That's correct, Bob.
They need to have a policy in place because it is permissive. It is not mandatory.
Correct.
Okay. All right. Here it is. Listen carefully. In Ohio, there are 611 school districts in the state of Ohio. 611. Of these 611, 405 school districts already have release time policies in place. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
So that's 66% of all of the school districts in Ohio already have release time policies in place. It's ready. There it is. And Jenny, out of 405 school districts in Ohio that have a policy in place that local churches could be taking advantage of, out of the 405 that have the policy in place, how many are actually offering release time?
39.
There is something wrong with this picture. That's what caused me. You know, we sit around, Jenny, and we gripe and we complain. The public schools are going bad, and what they're doing to our kids and Planned Parenthoods and the public, and all of that is true. And we should be bemoaning that. And yet, out of 405 school districts in our state that have a release time policy in place, only 39 actually have local. And Jenny, the blame, the fault is not with the school district. The school district has done their thing. They have passed a policy. But the local churches have not approached their school district and actually gotten involved in release time. Only 39 out of 405, actually 39 out of 611. Why? Why aren't we taking advantage of this, Jenny?
Bob, I don't know that I can answer that, but I know what I can say. Think of the benefits that come to the churches in those 39 districts and could come to the churches
sure.
in the rest of those districts. Bob, it's amazing. When we see release time happening in a community, what has happened is not just a church, but oftentimes many churches have come together and said, you know what? The kids hurt. This is a dark and hurting culture, and they need to know that they matter. So when the churches get behind this, what happens is amazing. First of all, volunteers come from all kinds of churches, all denominations, no denominations, because someone has to walk the kids or escort them on the vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
And what's more is the churches can then stand ready to open their arms to these kids and their parents. You know, one of the programs last week, a brand new program, and there was a little girl who had never been to church before and had told them when she started. And the teacher told me that that week, the beginning of that week, the girl had skipped into the room. She said, Guess what? I went to church this weekend. And the teacher said, "You did?" She said, "Yes, and I took my parents." And that is the opportunity for the church, Bob.
Oh, my goodness.
In our day, parents dragged their kids to church. In this day, kids are dragging their parents to church, and they can be discipled. They can learn that God loves them, and they can be a part of the church community. This is the answer that churches are looking for the missing
Absolutely.
Youth.
Absolutely. We have to take a break. But every local church in our listening area should be involved in release time. Every local church in our area should be involved in release time. Some of you are going, "Well, how do we do that?" Well, you hang on, because we're going to tell you how you can get more information and how your local church can be teaching the Bible to public school kids at your church.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
I knew our time would go very, very quickly, but we're talking with Jenny Miller. She serves with School Ministries as the State Director of School Ministries Ohio. Jenny, we cannot forget this, so let's deal with this right away. I hope that we have piqued the curiosity, at least, of individuals in our listening audience. Let's just summarize. Your local church can bring children from a local public school to your church facility, and you can teach them the Bible during school. Is that correct, Jenny?
Bob, between the bells is what we say. Yes, they can teach that during school, and kids can learn that they're loved.
See, again, I think 99% of Americans say, "Well, that's not constitutional," but it is. It is legal. It is legal here in the state of Ohio. Now, there are a lot of things involved in it. To those in our audience who want to learn more, and I hope that's everyone, you've got two important meetings coming up very soon. Where and when?
Bob, we're going to have a meeting coming up week after Thanksgiving on the 5th of December. For Northwest Ohio folks, easiest to drive to, in Findlay, Ohio, at 700 Melrose Avenue. That's a ministry building there. And from 7 to 8 p.m., we're going to provide information and walk people through the basics and help them understand what we can do to help them bring this to this public school students of their community.
Okay, and then here in Central Ohio.
Yes.
Thursday, December 12th.
Yes, 1 week later, we're going to be at Quest Conference Center. That's 8405 Pulsar Place out near Polaris. And the Ohio Ministry Network Suite, second floor, again, 7 to 8 p.m. And we're going to walk people through the basics and help them know how to get these programs up and running.
Everything you ever wanted to know but were afraid to ask.
Indeed.
All right.
No asterisk.
Yeah. And folks, you can find out more information at schoolministriesohio.org. All right? Write that down. And if you don't have anything to write it with, you're in the car, it'll be up. In fact, I'm sure Jeff already has it up on our Facebook page and on Twitter. School Ministries, that's plural. schoolministriesohio.org. schoolministriesohio.org. If you'd like to actually talk to someone, the number is 567-232-0840. Let me read that for you again so you can write it down. 567-232-0840. Jenny, realistically, I have another question. if our listeners are living in a school district that already has a policy in place and they approach their school district, is the school district required to acquiesce to that local church and provide them release time?
Well, yes. The school district has already said that they approve of these classes. But what we would recommend is they give us a call first and talk strategy. Rather than saying, you have to do this, it's much better to say, we want to serve the schools. We want to come alongside you and help the kids.
And that way you can go to the school board or the school district prepared.
Absolutely. That's what we do.
And if, after your kind approach, they dig their heels in and say, yeah, I don't think so, then you can say, pardon me, excuse me, this is legal, and you do have a policy in place for this, and we would really like to proceed. And I was asking you during the break, what about transportation? How do you get the kids from the school to the local church? And you said there are about six different ways to do that. So rather than trying to go into all of that on the program, just contact schoolministriesohio.org. And Jenny, this is what you folks do, right?
It is. We've been doing this for 11 years now, Bob, all across the state. And it is amazing to see these programs get started.
So a local church that is interested in doing this, contact you. And you will work with them, walk through, take their hand and walk through them step by step by step, how they can get release time in their local church. And again, it's schoolministriesohio.org, schoolministriesohio.org. And for those of you in our listening area, important meeting Thursday night, December 12th at the Quest Conference Center over on Pulsar Place here in Columbus, Thursday night, December 12th. Is there a cost for that?
Absolutely free.
Would you prefer registration?
If they would like to let us know that they're coming, we would welcome that. And if they go to our website, they'll see a email to contact us.
All right, folks, listen. To him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. You now know that your local church can have kids from your local public schools in your church for Bible study. Let's get on this. All right? You wanted to end with Romans 10, and you'll have to do it very quickly.
For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. How then can they call on the one they've not believed in? And how can they believe in the one of whom they've not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? And how can they preach unless they are sent? We send communities to reach their public school kids.
All right, schoolministriesohio.org. Check it out. Get release time in your local church.